Well, welcome back to our evangelism training camp, and we're excited about our lesson today, the gospel presentation.
欢迎回到我们的布道训练营，我们今天要说到的是福音的呈现。
You know, many people today are able to give wonderful Bible studies on the Sabbath.
今日很多人能够很好的给别人查关于安息日的一个查经。
If you ask the common Adventist, give me a Bible study on the state of the dead, they can give you a powerful Bible study.
普通的福音信徒讲，给我一个关于这个死亡状态的一个查经，他们可以给一个很有力的这个查经。
If you want to know what is the mark of the beast, any Adventist can tell you.
可能你要知道受了印记，很多福音信徒都能跟你解释。
But what I found personally is that many times if you ask someone, how do I accept Christ into my life, they can rarely tell you.
但是很多时候我发现，如果你问他们， 我要如何接受基督进我生命，他们很难回答你。
We often expect people to just simply accept it and receive the doctrines without accepting Christ.
很多时候我们要他们接受这些真理，却不接受基督。
I remember when I was doing Bible work myself,
我记得我在做圣经工作的时候，
that I would often go and share all these doctrinal Bible studies with people.
我会与这些人分享这些关于这些道理的查经。
And I would take them through the Sabbath and the state of the dead and all the prophecy studies.
安息日啊，死亡的状态，这些预言等等。
And I would expect that at the end of that time, they were ready to be baptized.
我会期待着他们查经完，他们会已经预备好来受洗。
But there was a problem. And that is that although they had all this knowledge, they had not yet accepted Christ. And that's a very challenging problem if someone wants to get baptized. So how is it that you lead someone to Christ? Something so simple yet so foreign to many of us.
所以我们要如何引导别人向基督呢？这是非常简单，可是对我们来说非常陌生的。
I want to begin with a little introduction.
我要一个非常短介绍来开始。
And that is this, that every Christian should have assurance that they can be secure in Christ.
就是说每一个基督徒都能有这个保证，他们在基督里是安稳的。
You know, there's talk today, many people have this idea.
现在很多人有这个构思。
That we as Christians should not ever say that we are saved.
我们基督徒不可以说我们已经得救了。
You know, many people talk about it today.
很多人都是这样说的。
But I want to tell you this evening, this session, that we can, the Bible says that we can have absolute assurance that we are in a full saving relationship with Jesus.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们可以有这个保证，我们与基督有这个完全的救恩的关系。
Paul had assurance in Christ.
保罗在 基督里有这个保证。
Paul was certain that he knew Jesus.
保罗很肯定他认识了耶稣。
Paul was certain that when he passed through this life, he was going to be guaranteed eternal life.
保罗很肯定在他过了这生之后，他会得到永生。
Many passages through Scripture, he says that I am going to receive the crown that is laid up for me.
很多时候他都提到他会得到这个冠冕。
He said, I am going to finish the race.
他说我要完成这赛跑。
And at the end of that race is Christ.
在赛跑结束就是基督。
Do you ever expect to run a race without the satisfaction of crossing the finish line?
如果你跑一个赛跑的话，你一定会期待你会过这个最后的终点线。
There's really no point in running the race.
不然你就没有跑步就没有意义了。
Peter had assurance in Christ.
彼得在基督里有这个保证。
He says it over and over again.
他一直一直的说着。
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 through 5.
彼得前书一章三到五节。
John had assurance in Christ.
约翰在基督里也有这个保证。
I want to read a text with you. 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
Verses 11 through 13.
第11到13节。
He says this.
这里说,
and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and that this life is in His Son.
所以说这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
He who has the Son has life.
闻有了神的儿子就有了生命。
He who does not have the Son does not have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
That's pretty simple, isn't it?
非常简单了，对吗？
The Bible says if you know Jesus as your personal Savior, as your personal friend, you have eternal life. That's something that a lot of people today are not very sure of. But notice what else he says.
但是我们看看这里说的,
Verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
所以说我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So here John says that we can know that we have eternal life.
所以这约翰说我们可以知道我们有永生。
Every Christian should have that peace in their heart.
每位基督徒在心中都要有如此的平安。
If we have to constantly go through our lives wondering if we're saved or if we're not, that doesn't give peace, that gives anxiety.
如果我们一直在想我们得救了没，我们就没有平安，我们会非常的慌张。
I remember this one particular lady that came to me.
我记得来到我面前的一位女士。
And she was so discouraged.
她非常的灰心。
She was so upset.
她非常的伤心。
And she said, I just don't feel like I'm saved.
她说我觉得我没有被得救。
That's a very, very sad thing.
是一个非常伤心的一件事。
And she actually told me that she had been wrestling with that for years.
她对我说她几年以来都在与这个挣扎。
And she said, I'm about to fall apart. I'm ready to walk away from the faith.
她说她差一点就崩溃了，她差一点就离开了这信仰。
And I said, sister, wait just a minute.
我就说姐妹啊。
And I sat down and I talked with her. And I realized that she was going by simply her feelings. Jesus said he came to give his life and life more abundantly. He said he came to give us eternal life, not to make us think about having it.
他说要来是给我们永生，不只是要给我们来，让我们想想可能有永生。
And so today we can be sure that we can be sure, amen.
所以今天我们可以肯定我们能够肯定。
Every Christian should have the assurance of four great spiritual truths.
每个基督徒都要有四个大属灵的这个真理的肯定。
Number one, that his or her sins are forgiven.
第一就是他的罪已经被赦免。And
they can live a victorious life.
而他们能活出得胜的生命。The
Bible tells us that Jesus can give us power over our sin.
圣经说耶稣可以给我们能力胜过我们的罪恶。That
it doesn't have to continue to plague us.
不需一直要缠绕着我们。First
John 1:9
约翰一书一章九节
says if we confess our sins,
说若我们认罪,
He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
In other words, Jesus doesn't only forgive us.
所以上帝耶稣不只是饶恕我们。
But he gives us power for living.
他给我们能力生活。
He gives us power over the things that once held us down.
他给我们能力胜过这些。
As a Bible-believing Christian, we should have that assurance.
我相信圣经的一个信徒，我们要有这个保证。
Secondly, we should have the assurance that we are a born-again Christian.
第二点，我们要有这个保证，我们是在一个重生的基督徒。The
Bible tells us if we have accepted Christ in our life, we are a new creature.
圣经说，如果我们接受基督进我们生命，我们是新造的人。
We're not the same person we once were.
我们不是我们以前的人了。
We have new desires.
我们有新的欲望。
New motives.
新的目的。
New purpose.
新的这些目标。
New meaning.
新的这个意义。
And we now live as for Christ, not for ourselves.
我们现在是为基督而活，不是为自己而活。
When we're born again, we were recreated.
我们重生的时候，我们同时间被同造。
God changes the heart.
上帝改变我们的心。
That is the power of God.
这就是上帝的能力。
That is what the cross can do for us.
这是十字架的能力。
That is what Jesus did for us.
这是耶稣为我们做的。
And we should have that assurance in our lives.
我们在我们生命中可以有这个保证。
The third thing is that we have received the Holy Spirit.
第三点，我们可以接受这圣灵。
The Bible tells us that when Jesus was baptized, That he received the power of the Holy Spirit. And this power is a power that controls our lives. It gives us a new direction. It gives us the ability to live the way God calls us to live. He is our friend, our comforter. He helps us when we grieve. He helps us when we're hurting. He guides us when we need wisdom from heaven. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God. And Jesus said, all we have to do to receive it is simply ask.
耶稣说我们怎么能得到呢? 就是要问。
Jesus said that God is more willing to give us the Holy Spirit than if a parent is willing to give bread to their children.
圣经说,上帝如此要给圣灵,就像比起一个父母,要给孩子食物吃,还要多。All
we have to do is ask for it.
我们只需要问。And
as a Christian, we should be guaranteed that if we ask, we will receive.
所以基督徒我们要有这个保证,当我们问的时候,我们会收到。
And we should also have the assurance of eternal life.
我们也要有这个永生的保证。
If a person does not have this assurance,
如果这个人没有这个保证的话,
maybe they have not fully received Christ into their life.
可能他们没有完全地接受耶稣进入他生命。
It's very interesting.
非常的有趣。
There was a man who was an elder in his church.
有一个教会的长老。
He had been a member of the church for 50 years.
他在教会是教友50年了。
He had been an elder for 40 years.
他是40年的长老了,
but he had never fully received Christ into his life.
那他不曾从今完全地接受耶稣进入他生命。
And the pastor was concerned for this man.
牧师对这个人非常关心。
And he actually tried to talk with him about it.
他尝试与他说话。
And the man said, oh, I've been an elder for 40 years. What do you mean I haven't? You don't think I've received Christ?
这个人说我已经做了长老40年了,你说什么东西我... 没有接受耶稣进我的生命吗?
The man was insulted.
这个人感到被侮辱。
Until one time he went on a mission trip.
直到有一次他去这个步道的旅行。
And he had to preach about Jesus.
他需要正道说到耶稣。
And as he preached, his life began to be transformed.
他讲到的时候他生命被改变。
He began to see that he had not really accepted Christ into his life.
他开始发现他真的没有
He began to realize that all these years he had just had a formal form of religion. And when he came back home, he spoke with the pastor.
他对牧师说,
and the pastor led him to Christ.
牧师就引导他向基督,
what a miracle, amen.
是一个神迹啊,
an important note.
非常重要的一个提示,
and I want you to understand this.
就是我要让你知道这一点,
this is so important.
是非常的重要的,
that our salvation experience,
我们救赎的经验,
and our relationship with Christ,
和我们与基督的这个感情,
is not only based upon our feelings.
不只是靠着我们的感情,
did you know that?
你知道吗?
How many of you have wrestled with this before?
所以与这个挣扎过?
You say, you know what? I just don't feel like God is with me.
可能你曾经说过, 我不感觉上帝与我同在。
I don't feel like I'm saved.
我不感觉到我已经得救了。
I don't feel like God loves me.
我不觉得上帝爱我。
I have felt this way many times.
我很多次的有如此的感受。
One of a couple things might be the problem.
可能有不同的事情在干扰你。
One,
第一,
I might have sin in my life that I've not confessed to God.
可能我生命中还有一些罪恶是还没有向上帝认罪的。
The Bible says that sin separates us from God.
圣经说呢,罪使我们与上帝隔绝。
And so if I'm feeling this way, I need to search my heart.
所以我有如此的感受的话,我需要寻查自己的心。
And I need to ask God, God, is there something separating me from you?
我需要问上帝,我有什么罪使我与你隔离呢?
And if it is, then I need to confess it and make things right.
如果有的话,
another thing that might be happening,
另外一件事可能发生
is that I may be right with God.
我可能与上帝没问题
but the devil may be attacking my heart.
但是魔鬼可能在攻打我的心
He may be trying to discourage me.
他可能要使我灰心
He may be trying to drag me down.
他可能要拉我下去
And so I need to say this to God.
所以我要对上帝这样说
God, if there is nothing standing between you and I,
上帝如果没有事情隔离你和我
I simply feel this way. I don't know how to explain it.
这只是我的感觉，我不能解释。
I'm not sensing your nearness, your presence in my life.
我不能感觉你在我生命中存在，你与我亲近的。
If this is the enemy that's attacking me, please make him stop.
如果是敌人在攻打我，请阻止他。
Please give me the assurance of your presence.
给我你存在的保证。
That I'm accepted in your sight.
我在你的眼中是被接受的。
Now listen.
听一听。
That may not mean that you always feel good.
不表证你永远会感到好。
We many times will have peace in our life.
很多时候我们可能生命中有平安。
But like I said, sometimes the enemy is attacking us.
但是有时候敌人会攻打你。
We often trust too much in our feelings.
我们有时候太信靠我们自己的感觉。
Now let me make sure you understand me. Don't misunderstand me.
我要让你了解我，不是要误解我。
Am I suggesting that feelings are not important?
我是不是说感情不重要，感觉不重要呢？
Not at all.
当然不是。
Does God feel?
上帝有没有感情感觉呢？
He has feelings, doesn't he?
上帝有感情有感觉。
God gave us feelings.
上帝给了我们感情感觉。
God feels love.
上帝感觉到爱。
He feels anger.
他感觉到愤怒。
He feels joy and sadness.
他能感觉喜乐伤心。
And we also feel those things being created in His image.
我们以受他的这个，我们被用他的形象所造，我们也能感觉到如此的事。
But here is where we need to understand the importance of the feelings.
但是我们要了解到这个情感的重要性。
The Bible says,
圣经说
that if I confess my sins, I am forgiven.
如果我认罪的话，我会被饶恕。
It doesn't matter how I feel about it.
不论我的感觉如何
I should feel peace.
我应该感觉到平安
But for what, some reason or another, I may not be feeling it at that moment.
但是可能当时的时刻我感觉不到
Because our feelings change.
因为我们的感觉会改变
You may be feeling really good one day.
可能你有一天感觉非常的好
And then I'm just thinking, man, everything's going great.
你就想什么事都很顺利啊
The sun is shining.
太阳在高照
The birds are singing.
鸟在歌唱
The flowers are blooming.
花在绽放
And I feel good.
我感到非常的好
And then maybe I sit down to the television.
突然间我坐在电视前面
And I watch a commercial.
我看了一个广告
About maybe some starving children.
可能看到这些饥饿的孩子
Or some kind of bad news story.
或是不好的新闻故事
And then I get up.
我就站起来
And a few minutes later I notice, man, I feel really bad.
几个分钟后我就站起来我就觉得说
I just feel so sad
我感到不好我感到非常的伤心
Have you ever had that happen?
你有没有曾经尝试过这样的经验
It's because our feelings can change in a moment
因为我们的感觉我们的感情能够在一瞬间改变
So we should not judge our relationship with God based upon how we feel always
所以我们不能永远的用我们的感情来判断我们与上帝的关系
But if we confess our sins as God promised
但是如果我们认罪的话像上帝应许的
And we still feel badly
我们还感觉不是很好
Which should we believe?
我们应该相信什么呢
The word of God or our feelings?
我们应该相信上帝的话还是相信自己的感情
The word of God.
当然是上帝的话。
Because God's promises are sure.
因为上帝的话语，上帝的应许是肯定的。
But our feelings can change in a moment.
但是我们感情能在一瞬间内改变。
So I'm not saying don't trust your feelings. I'm not saying that.
我就是说不是不要信靠你的感觉。
But I'm simply saying test them to the word of God.
我说的是要用上帝的话语来考量你的感觉。
Because the word of God is the final authority.
为上帝的话语是最终的权威。
If you fulfilled all the conditions of forgiveness in the Bible, then you are forgiven.
如果圣经说你被饶恕了这些要点的话，你就被饶恕了。
Does that make sense?
有没有道理呢？
It's important for us to understand that when we are leading others to Christ.
当我们引导别人向基督的时候，我们需要了解这一点。
And so we need to make sure because many times when we share the gospel with people, They say, but I don't feel this way or I don't feel that way.
所以我们要很肯定，因为我们如果跟别人分享福音的时候，很多时候他们就是跟你说，我不感觉这样，我不感觉那样。
And they need to know that it's the word of God that's the most important.
你要让他们知道最重要的就是上帝的话语。
How do we know when it's the right time to share the gospel with somebody?
我们如何知道什么时候是最好的时刻与他们分享福音呢？
Remember Christ's method.
记得基督的方法。
Always Christ's method.
一直记得基督的方法。
He mingled with them.
他与他们交流。
Sympathized with them.
施展他的怜悯。
Desired their good.
要他们得益处。
Ministered to their needs.
帮助他们的需要。
And then he what?
然后他做什么？
He won their confidence, right?
赢得他们信心。
Then he said, come and follow me.
主耶稣来跟随我吧。
So before we invite someone to accept Christ in their life, we need to have won their confidence.
所以当我们邀请别人来跟随耶稣之前，我们要赢得他们的信心。
I remember hearing this story once.
我记得听过一个故事。
This young guy went to a bowling alley.
这年轻的男士去一个保龄球场。
And next to him in another lane was a man who was drinking.
保龄球场的旁边另一个啊。求道啊，有一个醉汉。
He was smoking.
他在抽烟。
Yelling and cursing.
一直的喊叫，一直的骂脏话。
Just a terrible sight to look at.
你看了都不想看。
And this other man began to preach to him Jesus right there in the bowling alley.
那个人就直接在这个球场上，就在那边跟他正道说耶稣的好。
And as the story went, the man began to cry.
故事揭示下去，那个男的开始哭了。
And as he continued to preach, he cried even more.
他继续正道，那个男士继续哭泣。
And that young man kneeled down and said, "Tell me how to receive Christ into my life."
那年轻人开始跪下，然后就说，告诉我如何接受耶稣进我生命。
And right there, he became a Christian.
就在那里，他成了基督徒。
But you know, that's a wonderful story.
这是一个很好的故事。
Praise the Lord.
感谢上帝，对吗？
But in most cases,
但是大多数，
it doesn't happen that way.
大多数的情况不是这样。
In most cases, we have to win that person's confidence.
很多时候我们要赢得他们的信心。
Because sharing Christ is a very personal thing.
你分享基督是一个非常个人的事。
Religion is a very personal thing for most people.
对很多人来说，宗教是一个非常个人的事。
And we don't want to, we want to run the smallest risk possible that they will say no.
我们要有最小的风险让他们说不。
So it's best if they already trust you.
所以最好是让他们先完全信靠你。
What are some good indicators that a person may be ready to receive Christ?
有什么很好的征兆看一个人是否已经预备好接受耶稣呢？
As I study the Bible with people,
当我与别人查经的时候，
I look for signs of conviction.
我看看这些被说服的这些征兆。
Now sometimes people can have different types of conviction.
有时候有些人很有不同的方法被说服。
Sometimes when someone is convicted, they get angry.
有时候当人被说服的时候，他们开始愤怒。
Have you ever had somebody get angry at you in a Bible study?
有人在你有在查经的时候，别人对你愤怒吗？
It's because they're convicted.
因为他们被说服了。
And some people get afraid.
有些人开始害怕。
Some people don't want to talk to you anymore.
有些人不再要跟你说话。
They hide from you.
从你那里躲起来。
I remember sometimes I've been to people's houses and I knock on the door.
我记得有时候去别人的家，我开始敲门的时候。
The lights are on.
那灯开住。
And you hear all kinds of people talking on the inside.
你听到里面有很多人在说话。
And I say, it's Wes, it's time for our Bible study.
我说我是 Wes 啊，我们要来查经了。
Then all the lights turn off in the house.
突然间灯全部关上了。
And all the voices get quiet.
突然间声音没有了。
And everybody acts like there's no one at home.
每个人假装没有人了。
I don't know if they think I'm not very smart, but I know what's happening.
可能他们以为我很愚蠢，不知道什么事在发生。
One time this guy,
有一次这个人，
he thought that I went away.
他以为我走了。
And so I knocked and he shut the lights off.
所以我敲了，他就关灯。
And when I left, I went around the side of the house where he couldn't see me.
我走的时候就走到屋子旁边，他看不到我。
A few minutes later, he came out the front of his house.
所以几分钟后，他就从大门出来了。
And I went around the corner and I said, "Hey, Bill, how's it going?"
我就走出来说，嘿，你好啊。
And he looked at me really scared.
他看到我吓到了。
And he jumped off his porch and ran away.
就是说跳走然后跑掉了。
Because he knew I was there to ask him to follow Christ.
我知道我在那里是要
So I ran after him. And he jumped over the fence, and then I jumped over the fence.
跳过这围栏,
and finally, he couldn't run anymore.
意思他不能再跑了,
and he said, man, why are you chasing me like this?
他说,
and I said, man, why are you running like this?
我说,
I said, I'm just chasing you because you're running.
我说,
I said, man, you need to follow Jesus.
我说,
he said, I know, but it means I have to give up everything.
他说,
I said, but brother, you're going to gain everything.
我说,
Jesus offers you eternal life.
耶稣给我们永生,
in exchange for the things of this world.
以交换这世界的事情,
I said, follow Jesus.
我说跟随耶稣吧,
and right there, he accepted him.
就在那里,
you see, different people have different ways of conviction.
不同人有不同的被说服的方法,
and you need to be looking for that conviction in their heart.
我们需要在他们心中寻找这被说服的征兆。
So if they get angry at you,
如果开始他们对你愤怒,
don't take it personally.
不需要把它当作一个个人的攻击。
If they yell at you, don't take it personally. Just draw closer to them. And love them. So here are some good indicators that a person may be convicted or that they're open to receiving Christ into their life as Savior. People may ask you the question, how do you pray?
他们可能问你这个问题,
if that's a good, if they ask that question, you think that's a good indicator?
如果他们问这个问题,
the good indicator that God is softening their hearts.
上帝是否在软化他们心呢?
It's a good indicator, isn't it?
是一个好的征兆嘛,
someone may ask the question, how do I accept Jesus?
可能他们问这个问题,
that one's pretty obvious, isn't it?
这个是很明显的嘛?
They want to know.
他们要知道,
they may ask the question, does Jesus really forgive every sin?
他们可能问耶稣是否真的饶恕一切的罪啊?
If they ask that question, what do you know they're thinking?
如果他们问这个问题,
they're probably thinking, oh, he may forgive all sins, but will he forgive this one sin that I've committed in my life?
他们在想他可能会饶恕一切除了我这生命中其中的一个罪。
Maybe this person is this a young lady that's had an abortion.
可能是一个年轻的妇女已经堕过胎。
Maybe it's a man that's committed adultery.
可能是一个男人他犯过奸淫。
Maybe someone has even committed murder.
可能有人甚至谋杀过人。
Who knows what the reason may be?
谁知道会有什么原因?
But they want to know, will Jesus forgive even my sin?
那他们会想要知道耶稣能够饶恕甚至是我的罪他能饶恕吗?
What's the answer, everyone?
答案是什么呢?
Yes, right?
是可以的,对吗?
What does it really mean to be a Christian?
身为基督徒到底是什么意思啊?
What does that really mean in my life?
在我生命中是什么意思呢?
I don't think that God, I could ever be a Christian. It's too hard. I can't do everything that God wants.
我不觉得我能够成为基督徒是太难了。我觉得我做不到上帝要我做的事情。
What about this?
这个呢?
I've done too much for God to forgive me.
我做了太多坏事,
have you ever heard someone say that?
你曾经有听过人说这样的事吗? 很多人这样说,
most people say that to me.
大多数的人对我这样说,
when they say, I can't do everything God wants, it's too hard.
他们说我不能做上帝让我做的一些东西太难了。
What are they trying to do?
他们想要做什么?
They're trying to be a Christian and serve God in whose strength?
他们想要靠谁的能力来做成为基督徒侍奉上帝?
In their own strength.
是要靠着自己的能力。
They're trying to earn salvation by works. They need to know about the free gift of God's grace.
靠自己的作为来得永生,可是他们要认识到这免费的救恩。
A few more.
还有几个问题。
I used to know Jesus, but I haven't really prayed in years.
我曾经认识过耶稣,可是我很多年没祷告了。
I'm too dirty to come to Jesus. He would never forgive someone like me.
我太污秽了,不能来到耶稣面前,他永远不会饶恕我这样。
I want to know God, but will he really accept me?
我要问是上帝,但他真的会接受我吗?
How can I have real peace with my life?
我在我生命中如何得到真正的平安?
Many people are asking these types of questions.
很多人在问这样的问题。
Let me ask you, how many of you have ever been asked one of these questions?
我问你,谁有被问过这样的问题呢?
Let me see your hands.
我看看你的手。
Some of you, okay. But when you interact with people, when you start talking about spiritual things, many times people will ask these types of questions.
当你说属灵的事物的时候, 这些人都会说到这些问题。
When they say these types of things, you know it's the right time.
当他们说这样的问题的时候，你就知道是正确的时刻了。
And you can share the gospel with them.
你能与他们分享福音。
I'm going to show you how to do that in just a minute.
我在一分钟内就可以跟啊，一分钟后我就跟你解释。
But I want you to notice the statement.
在之前，我要让你看到这个摘录。
From the book Steps of Christ, pages 47 and 48.
喜乐全年原文47、48页。
Many are inquiring, how am I to make the surrender of myself to God?
很多在询问我如何献身于上帝。
Desires for goodness and holiness are right as far as they go, but if you stop here, they are no good.
要得到好处，得到圣洁的欲望是好的，可是如果你在这里停的话，就没有用处了。
Notice this, she says, many will be lost while hoping and desiring to be Christians.
她说很多人欲望成为基督徒的时候，他们将会可能
Isn't that sad?
是不是很伤心的事?
There are many people that want to follow Christ.
很多人要跟随耶稣。
They want to be Christians.
很多人要成为基督徒。
But they'll be lost.
但是他们会失落。
Why?
为什么呢?
As she says, they do not come to the point of yielding the will to God.
因为他们没有来到这个地步，他们把他们的这个整个意愿交给上帝。
They do not now choose to be Christians.
他们不选择做基督徒。
Being a Christian requires more than hoping to be one.
身为基督徒不单单只是要期待期盼做基督徒
We have to make the choice to commit ourselves to God.
我们要选择献身与上帝做基督徒
That person has to be led to do that.
那个人要被引导做出这样的选择
It's up to you and I to do that.
是依靠你和我他们才能做到
If we lead people to Christ, this number will greatly be reduced.
如果我们引导别人去基督的面前这个数量要成为基督徒却失落的人的数量将会减少。
Very few people will ever come to Jesus on their own.
很少人会亲自的来到基督面前。
It's up to the gospel worker, to you and I, to do this.
是这些福音工作者会来引导他们。
We need to watch for signs of conviction.
我们需要看到这些被说服的征兆。
Whether they're positive or whether they're negative.
不论是正面或是负面的。
The only way to get experience is to what?
唯一得到经验的方法是什么
？Do it.
是去做。
Well, what if I make a mistake?
如果我犯错怎么样
？What if I say the wrong thing?
如果讲错话怎么样
？What if I don't know what to say?
如果我不知道说什么怎么办
？Do you think God will leave you hanging?
你觉得上帝会离弃你吗
？Do you think the apostles made mistakes?
你觉得使徒们有做过错误吗
？Did Peter ever say the wrong thing?
彼得有讲过错的话吗
？He said the wrong thing more than once, didn't he?
他每次都讲错东西。
You think I've said the wrong thing?
但是你觉得啊、
You think me, Wes?
哦，你觉得我有说过错的话吗
？A few times at least.
至少几次
？No, not a few times.
不止几次。
Many times.
很多次，我一直说错次。
Right? God knows we'll make mistakes.
但上帝知道我们会犯错。
But the more we do make mistakes, the more we learn.
那我们越犯错的时候，我们可以从这个错中学习。
You'll never become good at it until you do it.
如果我们不做的话，我们永远不能有啊成为做这个做得好。
Everybody that has a relationship with Jesus is able to lead someone to Jesus.
与基督有关系的每一个人都能引导别人向耶稣。
All right.So how do I build a bridge? How do I introduce the gospel presentation?
我如何建立这桥梁？我如何介绍这个福音的呈现
？What we need to do is create an atmosphere by which the Holy Spirit can work.
要制造一个气氛，圣灵能够啊运行。
What do I mean by that?
是什么意思呢
？Are we the Holy Spirit?
我们是圣灵吗
？Yes or no?
是吗
？Do we convict people?
我们能够说服别人吗？
No, not at all.
当然不能。
We can't do that.
我们不能做到。
But what we can do is to create an atmosphere by asking the right questions that will allow the Holy Spirit to work in that person's heart.
但我们能做的是制造这个气氛，我们可以问他们一些问题，让圣灵运行在他们的心中。
There's a great, principle that I've used. It's called the feel, felt, found principle.
有一个非常好的原则，我被称为这个啊、在感觉。结果感觉得到，然后终于找到了这个原则。
Let me just tell you what it is, and then I'll explain it real quickly.
我会啊很快的解释一下。
I'll give you an example.
给你个例子。
It's this.
是这样的。
Suppose a person has a problem that they're talking to you about.
可能我和你啊、一个人说有问一个问题。
Maybe they're struggling somehow. I don't know. Just whatever.
可能那个人在与某些事情挣扎。
And I say to them, I understand how you are feeling.
我就对他们说，我了解你的感受。
I understand what you're going through.
我了解你在啊、经历的事。
I myself have felt this way.
我曾经有这样的感受。
Many others have felt this way.
很多人也曾经这样的感受。
But this is what I found helps.
这是我是这样子发现到。
See how that works?
如何帮忙？你可以看到吗
？You're sympathetic.
你啊，施展了怜悯。
You help them see that they're not the only one going through that situation.
你帮助他们发现自己不是唯一经历这样的人。
And also you point them to the solution.
并且你给他们看看解决的方法。
I can understand how you're feeling.
我可以了解你的感受。
I myself have felt that way.
因为我曾经有如此的感受。
Others have felt that way.
别人也有感受过。
But this is what I found.
但是这是我发现的。
And you can point them to Jesus.
你能引导他们向耶稣。
I found that when I put my full situation in God's hands, He works it out.
我发现我当我把我整个情况交在上帝手中的时候，他会把一切做好了。
Isn't that beautiful?
是不是美好的
？Simple little principle, feel, felt, found.
是一个很简单的原则，就是感。他们的感觉，然后你讲你感觉到，然后你跟他们说呢，方法如何发现。
Now let's suppose that I'm studying with a man named John.
可能我与一个约翰，让我们假设我一个叫约翰的人在查经。
John is not a Christian.
约翰不是个基督徒。
And yet he needs to hear about Jesus. He needs to accept him into his life.
但他需要接受耶稣进入他生命。
Let's suppose that John has told me.That he feels very guilty about his past life.
约翰对我说，他对他过去的生活感到非常愧疚。
John has committed all kinds of sins. He's a gambler. He's a drinker. He's a smoker. He's done all kinds of things.
约翰犯了不同的罪，很多的罪，可能他抽烟啊、喝酒啊、赌博啊等等的。
But John is open spiritually.
但是约翰在属灵方面非常的开放。
So I've created a little scenario for you to see how this would work.
所以我们有这个啊情况，我们看看如何运用这些这个原则。
So, remember Diego? Remember Diego?
记得 Diego 这个人吗
？He said, "I don't think God can forgive me for the things that I experienced."
他说：“我不觉得上帝能饶恕我经历的事。”
How did I respond to Diego?
我如何回应 Diego 这个人呢
？Did I just tell him what he needed?
我只告诉他他需要的吗
？How did I respond?
我如何回应
？With a question, right?
我以问题回应，对吗
？Why do you feel this way？
我就问他为什么你有这样的感觉、
okay. ？So John has expressed to me that he feels all this guilt. He's carrying all this guilt around.
所以约翰对我说，我感觉到这样的愧疚，我到处去都背着这个愧疚感。
Have you ever met someone like this？
曾经遇到这样的人吗
？Oh, I've met many people.
很多次了，我遇到这样的人。
So I would say something to John like this.
所以我会这样子对约翰说
，John。You mentioned to me earlier that you don't think God can forgive you for all the things that you've done.
约翰，你对我说，你觉得上帝不会饶恕你所做的一切。
You know, this is conviction, right?
这是个说服，对吗
？John needs to hear the good news about Jesus.
上帝啊，约翰需要听到啊耶稣的好消息，对吗
？So I always want to affirm John.
所以我要啊给他一个肯定。
I always want to be positive with him.
我要给约翰一个正面的想法。
So I say to John, John, thank you for trusting me enough to share these things with me.
我就对他说，感谢你相信我与我分享这些事情。
Thank you for being so honest.
感谢你对我这么诚实。
And then I say to John, John, I don't want you to particularly tell me all the things you've done.
我就是对他说，约翰，我不需要你啊，仔仔细细的跟我说你做的每一件事。
But would you be willing to tell me why it is you feel like God can't forgive you?
但是你能告诉我为什么你觉得也啊，上帝不能饶恕你的罪吗
？So I asked that question.
所以我就问这个问题。
What should I do next?
我下一个应该做的事是什么呢
？Listen.
要听。
Wait.
等待。
Even if there is silence for 3 or 4 minutes,
就算有三四分钟的这个宁静
don't say anything.
可是你不要说话
Wait for John or that person to respond.
等待约翰就等待那个人回应
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理的
If you talk, it's going to mess everything up.
如果你开始说话的话，你就搞砸了一切了
We need to hear what John has to say.
我们要需要听到约翰要说的话。
Because it's going to tell me why John is struggling with this.
因为他会告诉我为什么约翰与这个是挣扎。
Then I would say something, I would use the feel, felt, found principle.
我就会用这个感觉到了发现的这个原则。
I would say, John, I understand this feeling of guilt that you're carrying with you.
说我了解你的感觉。
I myself and many others have felt the same way.
我和很多人曾经感觉过。
Isn't this beautiful?
是不是很好的原则?
I get excited about this. I've done this many times and led many people to Christ this way.
很多次我用这个方法可以引导别人向基督。
Then I say to John, John, it's a sobering thought, it's a difficult thought to think that we have sinned against a holy God and we stand in judgment.
我就对他说，我们要面对上帝的审判是非常的可以让人苏醒的。
Then I ask John, John, do you know why you feel this way?
还是我就问约翰，你知道为何你如此的感觉吗？
Most of the time, John might say no.
约翰就说，
or that person might say no.
那个人就通常会说不知道。
Sometimes they may give some answer.
有时候他们给一些答案。
This next part is very shocking to people.
下一个部分会对很多人会感到非常惊奇。
Remember, when I asked John that question again, what should I do?
当我问他问题的时候，我应该做什么呢？
I should what?
我要做什么？
Listen.
我要听。
Then I say to John, John, as crazy as this may sound, the guilt you feel is actually a wonderful thing.
我就对他说，约翰，你的愧疚感其实是一件好事。
Most people feel that they feel guilty because God has rejected them.
很多人觉得愧疚，可能他们认为上帝离弃了他们，拒绝了他们。
Have you had that experience before in your own personal life?
你自己个人生命中有这样的感受吗？
You feel all this guilt.
你感受到如此的这个愧疚。
And you think, God doesn't care about me.
你觉得上帝不关心我。
Because I'm feeling so condemned and so guilty.
因为我感到如此的被谴责，非常愧疚。
But did you know that's a wonderful thing if you feel guilty?
如果你感到愧疚，其实是一件好事啊。
If you don't feel guilty about the bad things you're doing, then you should be concerned.
如果你对你自己所做的坏事不愧疚的话，你就惨了。
But if you feel guilty, it's because God is working on your heart.
你感觉到愧疚，因为上帝在你。
And that's what I tell John.
这是我跟约翰所说的。
I say, John, this is a great thing because it means that God is working in your life.
我说约翰这是一个很好的事情，为上帝在你生命中运行。
God is convicting you of sin, but he wants to cleanse you.
上帝在说服你你的罪，而且还要洁净你。
Then I ask John the question.
我就问约翰这个问题。
John, do you want to be made clean?
约翰，你要不要得洁净？
You want to be wiped pure?
你要不要成为纯洁人？
What do you think John's going to say?
你觉得约翰会说什么呢？
John, do you want to make things right with God?
约翰，你要与上帝和好吗？
Think John's going to say no?
你觉得约翰会说不要？
What's he going to say?
你觉得他会说什么？
Yes!
说好！
Tell me how to do this!
告诉我如何做到！
So I say to him, John, God has a special plan.
我就对他说，上帝有一个特别的计划，约翰。
In which he can make us right with him.
他让我们与他和好。
And we can stand before him as if we have never sinned.
而我们能站在他面前站立如
He takes away our guilt and our shame.
他带着我们的愧疚，我们的羞耻。
And he replaces it with peace, joy, and love.
并且以平安、以喜乐、以爱来取代。
John, would you like to hear about God's special plan for you?
约翰，你要听听听看上帝对你的特别计划吗？
What do you think John will say?
你觉得约翰会说什么？
He'll say yes.
当然会说要。
You see how I led John through the process?
你看如何引导约翰入这个过程吗？
If you can just memorize this little section.
如果你只能背这一小小段的这个摘录。
When someone, you hear someone give one of those good indicators, how do I pray, etc.
就是当你看到别人有这个好的征兆的时候，
You'll be very easily and simply able to lead them through the process.
你会很简单的可以引导他们进入这个过程。
So what is that plan? I'll share that with you in a moment.
这个计划是什么? 我会一分钟后我就会大概跟你说到。
But there are many other people that are not like John.
但很多人不像约翰一样。
They don't sense the need of Christ in their life.
他们在生命中感觉不到需要上帝。
They think that I'm okay because I'm a good what? Person.
他们觉得没什么样，我不需要这些东西，因为我是什么好人。
Have you met someone like this?
有没有看见这样的人啊？
They think they're a good person. Why?
他们以为自己是好人，为什么呢？
Because they're comparing themselves to other people.
和他们与别人做个比较。
I don't lie. I don't cheat, I don't steal.
我不欺骗,
I don't do all those things that other people do out there. I'm a good person. And many people have this concept of themselves. Again, it's because they're comparing themselves to other people rather than God. When Isaiah stood in the presence of God, Isaiah chapter 6, he was a holy prophet of God. And what did he say? He said, woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. And I belong to a people of unclean lips. When we compare ourselves to Jesus, we're not so good anymore.
So how do I
deal with this type of situation? There's three questions I want to look at very briefly. I ask people a question. Number one, how does a person become a Christian? Let's say that I'm dealing with someone who's already a Christian. I might ask them this question. Just to see if they really understand what it means to accept Christ. I ask them the question. I praise the Lord that you have a powerful relationship with Christ. I know you told me about this. Could you explain to me, according to your understanding of the Bible, how does one become a Christian? And then I listen to what they say. Most of the time, people will say to you that you become a Christian by simply accepting Christ, what he's done for you on the cross. Most of the time, they leave out many things. They leave out things like the fact that we need to confess our sins to God. That we need to repent and turn away from our sins. That we need to live a holy life. Most people leave all that out. Because just to accept Christ is the new cheap grace that many churches are teaching today. They often say, all I need to do is believe.
他们说,
have you heard that before?
有听过吗?
I just need to believe in Jesus. That's it. I have them turn to the book of James chapter 2. And I'll just quote it for you for our time. James 2:19. It says that even the devils believe and tremble.
这里说,鬼魔也信,
then I ask them the question.
我就问他们这个问题,
the devil also believes.
魔鬼也信啊?
Will he be in heaven?
魔鬼会在天国吗?
Yes or no?
会吗?
He'll not be in heaven, will he?
不会对吗?
So then does it take... Now the devil believes in God more than you and I, right?
魔鬼对上帝的相信可能比我你更深。
He stood before the throne of God. He knows God exists because he was in his presence. But he won't be in heaven. Why?
为什么呢?
Because receiving Christ is more than just believing in him. It's surrendering the life. Surrendering the will. Turning away from our sin and confessing it. And committing ourselves to Christ to live a holy life by his power and grace. So I say to them, would you like to hear God's full plan? His full plan of salvation. Many times this question will help people see that that just belief is not enough.
很多时候这个问题会帮人家看到单单只是信是不够的。
The second question I might ask someone, I really like this one. I say, if an angel stopped you just outside the gates of the holy city, I paint a glorious picture of Jesus' second coming for them. I tell them how wonderful it will be when we all go to heaven together. And there we are, just outside the city. And an angel tapped you on the shoulder. Just before you were about to walk through the city. And he said to you, why should you be allowed to go into this city and spend eternity in paradise? Isn't that a great question to ask? I said to that person, what would you say if the angel asked you that question? Often people say this, because I'm a good person, I lived a good life. But is that the right answer? Not the right answer, is it?
不是,对吗?
The right answer is this. I don't deserve to be inside this city. But because Jesus died for me, I have the right to enter in. Because he paid the price, I can have eternal life. If they say anything other than that, it's the wrong answer. So let's say they say, I'm a good person. I lived a good life. Then I ask them the third question, the last question. If we can go to heaven by just being a good person, then why did Jesus have to die on the cross? Isn't that a great question to ask? If I can get into heaven by being good, then why did Jesus die? The truth is that Jesus died for our sins because we could never do it on our own. So once that person is open, well, if you say that to them, they may say, oh, I never thought about that. You can show them the text that says that we are all wicked, that our hearts are corrupt. All have sinned and fallen short of the God's glory. So once they are open to the plan of God's salvation, then I must share it with them. So what is God's plan? Very quickly, I'll share this with you. We'll go point by point. Number one, I show them what sin is. Sin is transgression of the what? Of the law of God. Essentially, it's going opposite of God's character. A great text for that is 1 John 3, 4. Sin is transgression of the law. Secondly, no one is exempt from this. Romans 3:23, all have sinned. The penalty for sin is death. The Bible is very clear about this. But we know from the Bible that God doesn't want us to die.
第四点,
the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
圣经说,神爱世人,
he wants us to live. Amen. Amen. And so he gave his Son. The solution is that we don't have to die. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. He paid the penalty for us. The death that we should have died, he died for us. He took what we deserve so that we could have what he deserves. When we are willing to confess our sins and surrender our life to Christ, he gives us eternal life. And when they understand that, that salvation is a free gift, that it cannot be bought, the greatest gift of the world is free. No amount of money can buy it. All we have to do is turn our life over to Christ. Not to just believe in Him, but to choose to follow Him. That means our life will change. When they understand that, they're willing to confess their sins and surrender life fully to Christ. Then I give them the invitation. I say something like this. You know, I can't help but sense that you desire to turn your life over to Christ. Would you like to do that right now? And people will always say, many times they say yes. If not,
不然的话,
there are some things I'll share with you in another session how you can help work through that. But most people will say yes. Then I offer a prayer reception.
我就跟他们说, 啊, 我可以跟你祷告吗?
Thanking God for His gift.
感谢上帝给他的这个礼物,
asking Him to forgive them for their sins.
要求他饶恕他们的罪,
to help them live a new life. And you have them say that prayer with you. They've accepted Christ into their life. Now they are a brand new Christian. Now I simply give them some tools that they need as a new Christian. I share with them how to pray. Some of the prayers that I taught you guys. Then I encourage them to read the Bible every day. You know, the Acts prayer is great.
可能, 啊, 使徒行传里的这个, 诶, 这个, 啊, 行动的祷告是很好, 英文的字眼是 Acts.
Adoration
第一是这个,
of God, confession 啊, of our sins,
敬拜,
thanksgiving to God.
第二是, 啊, 问罪, 第三是感恩,
and then our prayer request.
最后就是我们的这些祷告事项,
I encourage them to continue reading their Bible every day.
鼓励他们每天这样的祷告,
the most important thing is to continue to be there as their friend.
最重要的是一直与他们同在做他们的朋友,
encourage them.
鼓励他们,
just continue to lift them up in prayer.
继续的在祷告中把他们提去上帝那里,
become their spiritual guardian. When you do this, you will find that they will grow in Christ. And that you will have a new friend for eternity. Amen. How many of you want to take these tools and use them for Christ? Let's pray together. Father in heaven,
天父上帝,
we thank you that you have shared with us your great Son.
感谢你,
that you continue to work in our lives. That your Spirit leads us.
你的,
help us to take these simple tools.
And
there may be those in our life that are yearning for you. That want to know about you. That want to follow you. Help us lead them to you. To invite them to follow you. And may your Spirit continue to lead us to those who have that desire in their hearts. We ask you for your blessing now. And we come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.